Julian, I have one question to start the interview. How was the foliage up in Buffalo?
I didn't notice it quite like I do when I'm in New England.
Not quite the same in upstate New York?
Not quite the same. You know, this wasn't the same.
Did you have that nice quiet moment in the back of your, you know, on your deck, on your backyard, just looking out into the woods like you did last week?
No, but I did notice that there was a lot more leaves in my front yard.
Hey, so, Julian. We asked this about Chandler, and he declined, but I thought maybe we might have a better chance with you. So we want to do the MFB dating game, right? And we're looking for a player to, you know, to, I guess, you know, be the face of that dating game. So we want to use you. Okay, and I don't know if you have a girlfriend or not, but we want to set up a Tinder account for you. We want to manage it, okay? And we will find the best girl for a one-night date for Julian.
One night date.
Oh, date. Yeah. What do you think I said?
Nothing. Date. Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know where it goes. So, you know, I don't know if you have a girlfriend or not, but figure, you know, we can manage your account. We'll swipe right on all the girls we think are, you know, are best fit for you. And then, you know, you can see what happens. Maybe there's a love connection.
We'll take the next question on that.
Oh.
Nobody's into that. Gronk.
Get Gronk to do it. That's why they won't let Gronk talk, because they know he'd say yes. Swipe right on all of them.
All right, so Julian, to get on to the Jets, it's a short week. We were asking this of Chandler. We'll ask it of you as well. Do you see the positives to playing on Thursday Night Football being the week after, as opposed to just the negatives that are so frequently talked about in terms of a short turnaround after a game like you had against Buffalo?
Yeah, not really. There is no positive when you play this early of a game, but you know, you have two teams that are both dealing with this, and I mean, I guess the only positive is that you might have a day off the next day going into the weekend. You can grab maybe a Saturday brunch, but other than that, you know, the turnaround is so quick. It's just,
hey, Julian, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm getting worked on at the TB12 Center, so it's very echoey.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a little ART, active release technique going on there, trying to get you nice and stretched out?
Yes, Alex has time for you.
Oh, okay. What's up, Alex? Alex is married, too. All right, so, Julian, so listen, it always seems, at least to me at least, you know, when the Pats need a series offensively, when Tom needs to start making some plays, when the offensive line isn't necessarily holding their blocks as long as they should, it seems like the go-to guy is you. Quick throws, get the ball in your hands, and you make whatever you can out of it. Do you guys on the sideline sit there and talk about, listen, we're going to go to you right away and get things going, move the chains quickly? Or does it just happen?
I think it just happens. It just so happened that, you know, I was in those few plays that were quick hitting like that, and you know, sometimes it's another guy, and this week it was me. So, you know, that's the cool thing when you have a bunch of guys going out there.
Apparently Julian was getting a fax during that.
Yeah.
That thing was jammed up from
the
start.
What the heck?
I don't know what was going on with Julian's phone from the word go, but I didn't realize he...
Sounds like he's talking out of a can.
His car might be small, but apparently his cell phone receives fax messages.
Yes,
that's good.
That is impressive to be able to.
We've never had a guest from a massage table before.
Well, it's not really a massage table. It's different. It's more of a, I don't know, how would you even, it's specified to specific areas on your body, right? So massage, you're chilling, you're relaxing. There's some soft little music in the background. They're actively taking those muscles and they're trying to split them to release them, to lengthen them, which it's, I know it's a whole process, but active release technique, ART, is a form of massage therapy that was started way, I mean, 15, 20 years ago, and all of, you know, everybody's doing it.
Yeah, acupuncture?
It's the whole thing. It's a whole brand new thing.
You ever do acupuncture?
I did acupuncture once. I didn't think it worked. Did you?
I liked it. That was pretty neat.
You know
once.
Where I had acupuncture?
I was in Japan when I did it.
You want to know where I had acupuncture? I mean, I'm sure I can. I had acupuncture, like, I had this, my pubic bone was inflamed.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. Is Julian back on?
No, it was inflamed. No. Is he back on? No, it's an actual it's an actual condition. Hockey players get it a lot.
Yes, tell us about your inflamed pubic bone.
It's osteitis of the pubic bone. Went from lifting weights, stretching, you know, your pubic, it just becomes inflamed.
We sort of went off the rail since we last
I know. So they put the acupuncture right there. I had to shave it down. But I mean, it was
let's get Julian back on.
Let's get Julian back on the line.
Ask him. I'm sure he's done it before.
All right. Julian back on.
Julian, we're talking about your ART, and Christian brought up having an inflamed pubic bone and needing acupuncture near his pubic bone. Have you ever had to endure that?
I actually have, and it's awful when you see, you know, acupuncture going near your pubic bone area.
Nah, right. It's not good.
I deal with that much.
Do they put do they attach any electrodes to it? To yours?
I don't think so.
I had the whole Frankenstein moment.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Christian, that wasn't acupuncture. They were just doing something else to you. It's called sterilization. They didn't want you to reproduce.
What time of night was it? Was it a weekend?
Freaky stuff. No. Julian, by the way, we just had Chandler Jones on. And he was actually talking about, I think he was making fun of your car, how you kind of pulled up next to him and driving around. He said he got a small little cute car compared to his.
Nah, I don't. I rode my bike.
Oh, your bike.
I don't know, he's talking about a small cute car.
I don't know. He sounded like he was pretty, made it personal. You know, he's all over your car.
And his goal was to come on before you. Usually you come on first and then Chandler follows you.
He's all excited.
Maybe that was why he kind of wanted to stick it to you a little bit. I don't know. You guys might have a running gag.
Yeah, is there a rivalry going on?
Chandler is he's still mad that I forgot about him and his name in the Burger Time episode.
That's a good point.
The whole thing. So, it's just Chandler being Chandler. But, guys, we're over here. We're supposed to be talking about the Jets.
Oh. Yeah, we're moving on to the Jets.
Oh, we're moving on to the Jets. Yeah. Okay.
We're moving on to the Jets, not Chandler.
What did you take away from your offensive performance against Buffalo that you can apply to the Jet game, specifically how Tom distributed the ball around? Well, yes, you got a lot of throws in your direction, so did Gronk, but at the same time, 10 different guys caught passes. How happy was Tom with the way the ball was distributed, and can you speak to that as well from the wide receiver point of view?
I can't speak for Tom, but as a wide receiver, when a bunch of guys are getting production, it's just only going to help the offense a lot more. So, it's definitely great to see that 10 different guys, caught a ball. And in this game, there's always film out there, so the more guys you put on film, the tougher it is to defend an offense. And I think that's going to help us. Later in the year, and it's going to help us for the Jets.
Have you had a chance to, watch the film of the Buffalo Bills yet, and have you seen anything of what the Jets defense looks like? Because, again, another tough defensive front. I know D. Milner, it looks like he's out. Have you seen what they've been doing? Have you been paying attention to them at all?
I haven't. I'm sure our coaches have been on that for a couple weeks, especially with the short week. They always prepare for stuff like that. And, I haven't yet, but just knowing playing against Coach Ryan and his defenses the last 6 years, that they're going to have a great scheme, and they're going to play us tough. I mean, it's always a hard-fought battle against the New York Jets, regardless of, record, this, that. I mean, for some reason, they have our number, and, they always want to come out and try to put it on us. So we're definitely going to have to be on our P's and Q's, and we're definitely going to have to go out and have a great mental week this week and get ready for the game on Thursday. It's coming up quick.
Julian, thanks for coming on, and tell him to stay away from the pubic bone, all right?
The pubic bone will not be touched.
Excellent.